About page 144, we started the Maimer 2 weeks ago. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh revolutionized the way that we look at each other, we look at ourselves, we look at the world. Everything has been different since then. If we live in this way, if we try not just to learn the Svarim HaKadoshim, but to live in the way of the Svarim HaKadoshim, it's a whole different way of looking at everything in life. But from the time of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, a hashpah of toiv, of chesed, of seeing things in a positive way, of living with optimism, and being focused on the toiv, on the toiv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the toiv of another person, on the toiv within oneself, even the toiv of all Nivroim. Not to say that there weren't tzaddikim before, of course that the tzaddikim lived. There were tzaddikim, but as a way of life, as the whole mahus of chassidus, is this nakuda of histaklus achiyuvus. And we're on page 144. These are inyanim we talk about all the time. We're just talking about it this morning in Tanya also. Derech Mashal, the second paragraph on page 144. Hamilim l'goyla amukais bedin. We were talking about this last time. He's going with this nakuda. The davening on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. L'goyla amuka is bedin. Remember the question that I asked 2 weeks ago? It's the same question now. That when we see those words, L'goyla amuka is bedin, that Hashem reveals the deepest depths on the Day of Judgment. In judgment, Hashem reveals the deepest depths. That means different things for different people. Sometimes you'll catch yourself, or somebody else will say, I've heard this many times, they say, to go to a certain tzaddik says, no, I'm afraid the tzaddik will see. I'm afraid the tzaddik is going to see who I really am. So the person might be afraid to go to the tzaddik. There were certain tzaddik they were known to have such eyes. So people are afraid, I don't want to go to the tzaddik. He says, so what do you think the tzaddik is going to see? So the person thinks that the tzaddik is going to see all the negative things, all the mistakes and problems. So the goyla amukais bedin, those words that Hashem reveals, the amukais, the deepest depths, bedin. The same as 2 weeks ago, the question was, so what does that mean to you when you hear those words? We all daven those words on Yom Neiran. The goyla amukais bedin. So for some people, and bechlal, until the Baal Shem Tov, those are the most terrifying words. L'goy la'amukais bedin. Terrifying, and even depressing words. It means that the game is over, you've gotten away with stuff long, you know, the whole year, and now the game is over. It's l'goy la'amukais bedin. Tachlus, the Bani Shalom is looking into you and sees all of that stuff that you've been running away from, that you're hiding from. In this form, Nechstish's form, the Gala Mukas Bedin means the following. In everything in your life that to you seem to be so empty and so shallow and even ugly, the Baruch Shalom is mefashvish, the Baruch Shalom digs deep into everything to find that good that was in, that good that's at the shorish of what you thought, of what you did. Hashem is we kivyoch mefashvish mitzvayish shul adam leras heichen nekudas emes behem. So a person puts on tefillin in the morning. He's half asleep and he lahanich tefillin, makes a brach and he puts on the tefillin. And if you ask him, so how was it today? Your hanachas tefillin. How does it compare to your bar mitzvah, the hanachas tefillin? How is your hanachas tefillin? So the person says, oh, so then the person says, I'm going to be goyla the amukos of your tefillin. So he said, do me a favor, I know the amukas of my tefillin. And this is, no, that the amukas of your tefillin is that there's inside of you something that no matter what in your life, you're not giving up the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. You have a million reasons not to put on tefillin. The whole world is not putting on tefillin, and there's something inside of you. There's an akudas ha'emes inside of you that wants you to put on tefillin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goyla amukas bedin. Hashem is Baruch always sees the oimik. Not the oimik that we think is the oimik. The oimik, the mamakim. So there are 10 mamakim. That's the shemals mi mamakim kersicha Hashem. That part of a person that all the way inside. Einei Hashem megalos imasoim mitoich negiyas atzmias v'ishiyas or l'shmo yisbarach. Of course Hashem knows whether you did that stam, you did the mitzvah for some ulterior motive or something stam, or whether you did it really l'shem Hashem. Av kol ma'amakim v'av lo shebeseis. And of course Hashem sees all of the things that are wrong inside of us. The fun of Yisbar gluyos v'yaduos. To Hashem it's all open and revealed. Ach benoyse v'kach. But Hashem goes beyond that. Hashem sees that. And of course we have to try to take care of these things. But the way to take care of these things, and what motivates us to want to take care of these things, is to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees an oimek that's deeper than those silly mistakes that we've made. Ach benoyse v'kach. Omlu tzadikim lahoye das b'milam eila. Chavivim Yisrael shenikru bon l'makom. Chavivim Yisrael shenikru bon l'makom. Could be that you're trying to convince every single teacher in the school that your kid is a gewaldig kid. The teachers don't believe it. The principals don't believe it. And from one school to the other school, they don't believe it. But the mother, like we spoke about last time, the mother's goyla amukas bedin. The mother sees the oimek that the principal doesn't see and the teachers don't see. The mother sees the oimek. Even though the mother knows the kid's faults. The mother has to deal with the kid's faults. More than they have to anywhere else. She deals with the kid's faults. But the goyla amuka is bedin. But the mother sees the oimek, that's good. V'lamet zchus lahanik liyehudi emes neisefes. Shashem is baruch kivyochel mechateit gam b'mitzvah shomnam nasu metarech negiz kashboruch who is scratching around and digging deep into even those mitzvahs that were done that were not l'shem shemayim, that we didn't even think about what we were doing, and it wasn't l'shem shemayim, always to try to look a certain way. But Hashem digs into those mitzvahs. L'goy l'amukais, l'irois b'hem n'kud p'nim ishachen, kein ha'isa shizur b'kavana tov l'Hashem. There was something there. There was a kavana tov l'Hashem. There was. It wasn't that there was kavana in a clear way, in a conscious way, and it wasn't that there was inspiration or excitement, but there was a kavana toiv el Hashem. Lachbor ma'amokim v'machsholei seiser. Hashem digs deep into all of the passageways that are hidden. V'lirais b'hem eshivra in hela. Even in the mistakes, even in the machsholim, even in the failures of the person, Hashem digs deep inside of them, and he sees what lives behind the shiva and halev apnimi. The person wasn't happy acting this way. He's not proud of how he behaved. He's feeling upset with himself. Shalmisha koshal v'asomach malachlan, the person who has failed. Hashem sees. We only look at the failure. Hashem looks at how bad the person feels about failing. Shagam oz ha'yilibu l'shamayim. Why does he feel bad? He feels bad because even then, while he was doing the Aveira, libu l'shamayim, his heart really wasn't in it. His heart wasn't in the Aveira. His heart was really with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the tzaddikim said, that they say from the officials at the tshuva, that he said to the Yeshua Tzadikim, it's all different. Sorry, I said where it came from, but that one of the misnagdim, one of the big misnagdim asked, they say it was the Yeshua Tzadikim that asked the Bishul Zitzchava, what changed, what did the Baal Shem Tov change? What's the difference in the world since the Baal Shem Tov? We spoke about this many times. So there were a couple of things that they were talking about, but the ik is at the end, so this misnagdim, you know, kept in... The Adam God, the Misnagid, kept on trying to slug up everything that the tzaddik was saying. And the tzaddik said that ever since the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in the world, a Jew doesn't enjoy his aveiros the same way that he used to. Doesn't have the same geschmack from an aveir. Used to be before the Baal Shem, a person could have an aveir, could have a geschmack. The Baal Shem HaKadosh made something of a Jew that there's always a part of the Jew that's Lashem and doesn't allow him to let go completely. Doesn't just allow him to give in and to let go. Because even like the Baal Shem Tov taught that in the word chait, the aleph is silent. Chait, which means a sin, the aleph, which means alufu shalom, which means Hashem. The aleph is Hashem, Elokim, alufu shalom, the master of the universe. He's there with you. He's there, and therefore the person is even b'shas achet is liba l'shamayim. The dover love b'mar kol hayoyim. The person is upset about it. And he's worried about it. He might not be consciously aware that he's upset about the aver. Like Rav Kook writes, like we learned in the Ursa Tshuva, how the Rishayim are always angry. The Rishayim are always upset. Always angry, but they're angry at their wives, they're angry at their kids, they're angry at their neighbors, they're angry at their rabbis, they're angry at their friends, they're angry at everybody. But the emes is they're angry with themselves. They're angry with themselves that they're doing aveiros. They're angry. And they don't know what to do with all of that anger, with all of that disappointment. Because you see that there's never been such an anger and such people so depressed and angry and anxious. It's not because of what's being done to them, it's because of what they're doing themselves. Sometimes you have people now, but they go through all kinds of things, but what people themselves are doing. If a person, God forbid, is looking at bad things, he's going onto the internet and looking at all kinds of bad things, chas v'shalom. So it's very hard for him the next day to be like cheerful, to be happy and to be good to all of his friends and to be great to his wife. So you have all of these women that are walking around, they don't understand like why their husbands are always so depressed, why the husbands are always so upset and always so frustrated and always so annoyed. So the wives keep on saying, is everything okay at work? Is everything okay? What happened to you? They don't know. They shouldn't know. But a significant part of the time is because the husband's upset with himself. Whatever his madrig is or isn't, there's something that he's looking at, or thinking about, or doing that he shouldn't be doing. And he's angry. So he takes it on his wife, takes it on his kids. The whole simchas achayim. One of the other things that, with everything else, that the technology, with everything else, is the whole yirid and simchas achayim, the whole terrible loss of simchas achayim. Because Jews are sensitive, they're sensitive people. They don't just do aveiros and then feel good about it. A Jew doesn't look at some disgusting thing on the computer and then just go and he's happy and everything is fine. He's upset. Who's he upset at? No one turned it on. No one put onto that. No one put onto that website or something. He's upset with himself. But what's he going to do with being upset with himself? Hashem the Bagadnu. He's upset with everybody else. So that's what Rav Kook was talking about. But the Rishon are always upset. Always, not only Rishon Chas Shalom, but the people, when a person doesn't have he's upset. Puts him into a lousy mood. He's in a bad mood. He said he walks around the whole day, you know, in a bad mood. Depending upon how connected he is to Kedusha, that's how long it lasts. Sometimes a person, he just feels for a second a little bit of Charata. But if it's a greater person, then the charata lingers, and the regret and the remorse lingers, and then it could play out in anger and in depression and all kinds of anxiety, because Rav Kook also said they're filled with pachad. The Rishonim are filled with pachad. They're always afraid. All kinds of fears. And so the chait brings a sickness to a Jew. You don't have that by a guy. A chait doesn't make a guy sick. It makes him happy. I mean, he's happy. Doesn't make him sick. Doesn't make him... I remember it was a friend of mine told me that I don't think it was a Jewish comedian, it was a very famous comedian, and the guy had a whole routine, and this guy was telling his friend, like, you know, I don't know what it is. I'm feeling a little bit down. I can't put my finger on it. The last couple of days I'm feeling a little bit down. Since Monday. He says, since Sunday. So the friend says, so what happened? Let's talk about what happened. So what was your day like on Sunday? So the guy says, well, you know, I got up in the morning, my wife and I, to go here. We went there, and then we went to the shopping mall. So the friend said, yeah. Went to the shopping mall, and I wanted to leave. I was sick and tired of shopping. My wife was staying for a long time in the store. And the family said, I'm leaving. And she came following me to the parking lot, yelling at me. And then I shot her, and then I drove home. And that's what he said. And then I shot her, and I drove home. I don't know, something I feel funny lately. I don't know, something. I feel a little bit, I can't put my finger on it. It's something that, I shot her, and I drove home. It's like, it's a Seder Chaim. It's my favorite. A Jew doesn't have such a way, you know, an easy. It's not so easy. I shot her, I went home, you know. Yeah, Chas V'Shalom, a Jew doesn't have virus. He runs to the oil and he starts to till him. And if he doesn't pour into something with Tefillah and Tshuva, so then he comes home and he yells at his wife. She says, "What are you so upset about?" "I'm upset because the guy at work said this to me, did that to me." She says, "Ah, come on, do me a favor." Upset. Well, if that's something to get so upset about, you're upset because of your avers. Or thinking about, or whatever it is, and not doing tshuva. The whole simchas achayim of a Jew is to be good. And when a Jew is not behaving, so it hurts him. But there's gevaldig kedusha in that. The goyla amukas bidden Hashem sees how upset we are. He sees how we don't feel good about these things. It doesn't make us feel good. We don't feel happy. We don't feel proud. And we do things that we shouldn't do. You have times and you see a lot that there'll be a teenage kid. The kid acts so crazy. I shouldn't say you see sometimes. You see sometimes you have not like that. But see, a teenager, you have these kids, especially by the boys. Girls have moods a little bit, but the boys, there can be such an anger. But a lot of the boys, they're just angry. Angry? No. Again, what is it? What are you angry about? What are you so angry? What happened to you? Who somebody did something to you? Somebody said something to you? I'm sure there's some of the guys that can look back when they were teenagers and remember, unless you deleted it, like a lot of the guys do, they just delete it. Yeah, like it never happened. But think back, and like, what were you so angry about? What happened? Who baveled you? You know, like what injustice was done? Came when my mother, she asked me to clean my room. The whole year she's asking me, at least must be six times she asked me to clean my room. This is the Avla of the century. That's not what the boys are upset about. The boys are upset because of their inyonim. They're not upset because their mommy said to them to clean the room. They're crazy people. Why can't the mother tell them to clean their room? They're upset because they're not feeling good about themselves. You see, you have these teenage boys. The teenage boys, you know, nowadays it runs into the 30s. They're screaming. Doesn't feel good, especially if he's not working, he's not he gets older, he's not working, he's not doing much, he's not learning, plus he's doing some things, whatever, he's thinking about things. So he's angry. So he'll say that it's because my parents, and he comes up with all kinds of pshatlach about his parents never heard, they don't know what he's talking about, he says all kinds of pshatlach, then you take him to, then the parents, these evil people, then spend half their panosa on getting the kids some therapy, of course the therapist starts to yell at the therapist, and my parents are the biggest rishoy, my parents are this, my parents that, and the parents are nice people, they're good people. Made mistakes? Everybody makes mistakes, but they're good people. They were nice to the kid. And the kid looks at these parents like his parents are the worst parents in the world. They're the worst people in the world, my parents. The worst people in the world. There's nothing to do with the parents. I mean, sometimes, of course, they have terrible things, but most of the time this has nothing to do with the parents. There's nothing that has to do with the nefesh of a kiss. Oy. Bothers the kid. His elikus is bothering him. Doesn't allow him to enjoy his avayus. He's angry. He's angry that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom that's watching him. He's angry with himself that he's doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And he comes home and he makes everybody in the house crazy and carries on. There's nothing to do with the people who live in the house. somebody was telling me that they have a son. It's not from here. But he's telling me that they have a son, and there's in the house this son, a few kids, and he said you wouldn't believe how the boy is like 16, something like that, something. So how he treats, he has a sister. The sister is 9 years old, and the parents are saying that he mamish is so nasty to her. So what did a 9 year old do? What affair could a 9 year old do? What took his Barbie or something? What affair could a 9 year old kid do? A little girl. He's angry at his little sister. She did something to him. Maybe it's another. He's 16 and there's another one that's 14 or 15. They have, but a little girl. What is it? And the parents don't know. Like, what does he treat her like that? How come he yells at her and talks to her? That's just nasty. And they told me the girl loves him so much and looks up to him, and he's always putting it down and yelling at her. So you think he has something against his sister? What did she ever do to him? So Zich himself is tzibrachim, angry. But that's how it is. And the Baruch Shalom is goyla mukas bedin. The Baruch Shalom sees. You know what a hilig this is. He's so upset with himself that he yells at a 9-year-old sister. Can you imagine? His affairs bother him so much that he's angry at the whole world, even a little kid. He's angry at the whole world. In that place, Libra L'Shamayim, the heart is connected to Hashem in that place. And that's the Emes L'Amitah. That's what we were talking about this morning a little bit in Tanya. Gamzu Emes L'Amitah. That's what the Tanya talks about in Perek Mem Aleph that we just saw a little bit was mentioned today, just as an aside. But the Emes L'Amitah, remember we were learning a little bit how even a regular Jew can have moments where he could be like a Tzadik Gomer. And it's not being a hypocrite. Because the emes la'amita of who he is a tzadik gomer. It's the truth. The truth of truths is that we're all tzadikim gemurim deep inside. Therefore, the Tanya says that a person should never think that I'm stam a faker and I'm a pastor. Because if you have a moment, if you have an hour where you could be a big, big tzadik for that hour, for that 5 minutes, and to enter into some big avaita for those 5 minutes and to connect to it. So the Yetzirah says that I'm the biggest fake in the world. Who do you think who are you kidding? You think you're fooling Hashem with your avaita? So Tanya says that the emes lamita is that's who you want to be. That's really who you want to be. Because there is that's who you are deep inside. You're not imitating somebody else. You're imitating the deeper part of who you are. You're imitating yourself. You want to be that. That's not a sheker. That's not a lie. V'aygamzu amislamita. Kamayim medavar amalach. Hashem negdicha kol tava yisai v'anchalasim v'mchalin estara. What does that mean? Hashem, you see all my taivas? And you hear all and my krechses, my sighs are not hidden from you? So that's a famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. It's brought in his name, other tzaddikim, but from the Baal Shem Tov goes back. The Metzudas already says over there, The Metzudas writes over there, Rav Shalom, you see my aveiros, you see my taivas, but you also know how I krechs over these things. You also know, nobody else knows how these things bother me. I'm not doing these they're not making me happy. These things are not making me happy that I'm doing. So you see my taivas, but you know all of my these things inside of me. But van chosim umchal enistar. But you also my crying and my krechsing is not hidden from you. My unhappiness with myself is not hidden from you. Misadikim shemuchal dar, and the tzadikim in all the generations. Bnei Heichel HaBaal Shem Tov, who come from this world of the Baal Shem Tov, Oiskim Tamid L'Karvis Adam El HaEmes Azayis. The whole work of the Tzaddik is to try to draw the Jew to that Emes that's deep inside of himself. Bechlal not the Inyan of talking about all of his Aveirus, Bechlal not to be Isaac in the Schlechtzkeit and the bad stuff and all of that. Bechlal not. Not to be Isaac in that. And even though Sadiqim, he says in a minute, even though there were, it was just a strategy, a certain thing. It wasn't the avoid. The avoid was always, how do I get to that nekuda of the emes la'amita? Which is the opposite, really, of the Hamusa, which is even anything that's good about you is to show that it's not entirely good. It's not entirely sincere. There's an akud of sheker in what you're doing right now. There's something wrong. There's something selfish that lies at the bottom of this mitzvah. So all the Sifrei Musar are going this mahalach. To dissect every single thing that the person says and every single thing that the person does, to try to find the weak point in it, what was wrong with it, what's missing. Why? Because the tzaddikim, the Balei Musar, they were great, great, great experts in the koichas ha-nefesh, in the nefesh, and they wanted the person to come to that place of truth within himself. The problem is that the Balei Musar stop at a certain place that's called Emes. And the Talmid Baal Shem went to a place that's called Emes La'amita. And Hashem Shabbat brought that down into the world, that it should be at the end of time. Because nowadays, it's already, we see that the Indian, the Dach HaMusar is kemat not maslich at all. But it's not maslich. It doesn't. There are yechidim, there are individuals in a certain time in life, in certain, sometimes by the younger ones, by the earlier in life, before they did too many bad things, but once they start getting older, then the Musa becomes already something which is to come. It's very hard to be soiful. The whole Derech HaMusa, they are yechidim. And the Balei Musa were tzaddikim, big, big tzaddikim, not Chalila talking about who they were. But that Derech, that Mahalach, was a Mahalach that didn't take a person to the place of Emes Lamit. It came to the place of Emes. And Be'emes, you were learning today, your learning was not L'Shem Shemayim. You thought that it was L'Shem Shemayim, but now after making a cheshbon nefesh and analyzing who you are, you have to admit that what you thought was L'Shem Shemayim today, Be'emes, was not L'Shem Shemayim. That's the Derech HaMusar. And you have to work on it, you have to fix it, you have to improve. Which is of course true. But because the Shvachkeit of the generation is already at the end of time, Hashem has sent the Baal Shem in the world and the Talmid Baal Shem to help a person come to that place, which is the Emes La'amita, not to fool himself, but to come to the Emes that's beneath that, and from there to build himself up into something that's great. Sadiqim Shabakhalda bin Echal Basham Aiskim Tom the Karvis Adam Emes Azais La Shlima Ima Emes Ashniya. Of course to work it out and to fix things up and to make the person's life a better life. Everybody wants the same thing, that we should do the right things and we shouldn't do any affairs, we should do all the mitzvahs. We see this over just the last few years, how it's come out impossible to nowadays to say anything to criticize. The way of criticism doesn't work. It just doesn't work. They're rare, but for the most part, you can't use any more in yeshiva. You can't be critical. With kids, even with adults, to speak in a critical way, it doesn't work. You don't get the results. So then there are some that they really, really feel negative about the other person, but they understand that they have to use a strategy to try to say it in a positive way. That's better. But that's also not so effective. The only thing that's really effective is when you be'emes believe in the good of another person. You be'emes believe in that, not that you're just faking. Because they told you in the school, you know, they told you in the teacher's training place that you have to compliment the kid. So they used to say, when they said that, like, are they still some people that say that the first day of school, the beginning of school, the teacher has to be horrible, nasty, and very strict, right? You have to start off, or else they'll take advantage of you, the kids will destroy you unless you come to school very, very, very strong. Okay, so that worked. So then they said, no. We have to try something different. It's 2013, so try to say something nice to the kid. But if you don't believe in that, the kid knows that you don't believe in it. it's better than saying things that are negative. But the tachlis is to bemis believe in to believe in what's good in that child, to be able to see past the problems. And the child knows when you believe that. The child feels when the teacher believes that. When the parent sees the good in the child, when the rebbe, the teacher sees the good in the child, the kid knows that. And you can't use the mahalach anymore of criticizing. These teachers or these rebbeim that are continuing in that old way, the kids hate them. The kids hate them and they hate themselves. It doesn't work anymore. They hate them. And I've spoken about this so many times over the years, but I just was talking about this 2 weeks ago, I think, that's where you see that Bavke, the last year, that you see how in our generation that there were tzaddikim that everybody was listening to. Everybody was listening to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Olav Shalom. Everybody was listening to Rav Pam. Everybody was listening to the Baba Rebbe. Everybody was listening to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Everybody was listening to Rav Moshe Feinstein. There were some other Rosh Yeshivas that they're brilliant in learning. They came and they went. They have maybe some collected shiurim. They put out some svarim, and they made a roshim in learning something. But you don't hear people. By the shloshim, there was something, and by the outside, but you don't. It's not like by Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel. It's not about Shlomo Zalman Auerbach or Bayer Meisha. It's chlal not. So what shaykh is the? How many of us ever went through an entire piece of Meisha and the Dibbis Meisha? Can understand what Meisha was talking about. Who understands what Meisha was such an unbelievable mind? But the generation saw his love of Nosson Zvi Finkel. Even he learned by him, he didn't learn by him, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the good, the ahava, they saw how these tzaddikim saw in everybody such good, and they believed in the good of their talmidim and of all Jews, and that's why they're so effective, there's such a power, such a koyach. You can have other Rosh Hashivas that they say a good shiur, and people talk about them as a great shiur, but lives are not being necessarily really changed. People are being educated by them, which is a chashuv thing, but as far as changing lives, that's really something else. Nispalim with Hashem Yisbarach Tfilas Zechareinis Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the most beautiful, beautiful part of the whole davening Rosh Hashanah. I mean, everybody has their favorite places in Rosh Hashanah's davening, but Zechareinis is certainly by everybody's top, the top of the list of Rosh Hashanah davening, the psukim of Zechareinis. First of all, some of them are familiar. That's always with Machayev. Zechat lo chesed narayev. So, the Zechareinis in Rosh Hashanah, the Masikas, the sweetness of the Zechareinis. But again, if you look in the Musa Svar, the Zechareinis is the biggest knocks, the biggest claps, is by Zechareinis. Because the whole meaning of Zechareinis is you think that God forgot. God didn't forget anything. God didn't forget anything. You might have a bad memory. You might try to forget what you did. God never forgot anything that you did. That's Zechareinis. We don't talk about Averis and Rosh Hashanah. The Kai Perusha. So it says in Zechareinis, the Psukim, Hashem, you remember everything that was in the world. And you recall all the creatures, everything that's been formed since gracious from all time. And lefanecha niglu kol ta'alumais. And before you, Hashem, everything that's hidden is revealed. V'hamayin nistaris shemibreishis. And the multitude of hidden things from creation. Everything you see, everything you remember. Kein shikcha lefnei kisei kiredecha. There is no forgetfulness by your throne. You don't forget. And there's nothing that's hidden from before your eyes. Lema. What does that mean? Ki kamoich Rabbeinu Shalom zoicha makya kol machshava toive klapech yisbarach v'kol shivan leivelech Rabbeinu Shalom. You remember every good thought I ever had in my life. You remember every second where I felt a broken heart. At the zoich is kol hamifal. You remember everything that's taken place. V'gam kol yitzur leinichem mecha, nothing, anything that's been created has not been lost to you, has not forgotten by you. Hakol golui v'yadu lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Everything is revealed and known to you, Hashem. Tsoifu mabit at tsoif kol adoros. You keep watch and you see till the end of all generations. Kisavi choyk zikaron lehipaket kol ruach v'nefesh v'nefesh. When you bring a time, there's a set time for remembrance that you made to remember every ruach and every nefesh. Liyizorcha ma'isim rabim v'hamayin b'yis lein tachlis. You remember everything. It's Rosh Hashanah. So these psukim that for many, many people in the world are horrible, are the most upsetting and frightening psukim. And you remember everything, laskirim l'chayim. What's the word that comes after l'chayim? He says v'chulu. What's saying davening? L'chayim? L'amavis. You see it doesn't say l'amavis here? He leaves that, he writes v'chulu. We'll talk about that in a minute. Miloi nifka kayayim azeh. Hashem, you remember everything for life and for death. Who's not remembered on this day? Everything comes before you. All of the motives behind everything a person did. All the motives behind the steps of a person. Not only do you see what we did, not only do you remember what we did, you remember all of the motives. You remember what our thoughts were. A person's thoughts and all of his tachbulas, his kunsim, his games, his strategies. The motives, the thoughts behind everything that we do. That's what it says in davening. Alilois machshavos, maisim tachbulas shebehem hischaptu b'ruecha beinim levenecha b'ruecha. All of the thoughts and all of the plans and all of the things that were motivated, motivations, everything that Hashem is Baruch sees and remembers. Kama omlu lehecholitz, mimilisayis ra, mimilat, huh? To go off and to ra. That how much we tried. The Baruch Shalom saw the way that the tzaddikim saw this is how. The Baruch Shalom, you remember how desperately we tried to get away from that thing that we were doing. This is our atzma alatoiv, to tie ourselves up, to bind ourselves up alatoiv to good, asher chafasta, what you want. Ata rak ata, Hashem, you and only you. Soifu amevi el yitzrei ma'alayish, to look at the motives behind everything that we do. You understand, you created the Yetzirah, and you see the koyach of that malach hamavis, of that Yetzirah that's trying to destroy us. That it makes everything so big like a mountain and causes us to have terrible weakness and fear. Only you can see in the deepest place where no eye is able to see, only you. How pathetic this Yid was at the time that he did the Aveira. How depressed and how broken he was. And even if he didn't daven, even if it looked like he was just stumbling in Aveira, how much inside of his heart? In his heart was davening, his heart was crying out. His heart was begging you to help him. Shetatzileinu mikaf oyev v'orev zeh, to save him from the enemy, from the Yetzirah. Achein, ma yofyo, imrav chein lo shel bincha, Rabbi Shalom, only you can see the beauty of your child. The chain. Zah chain hemshech hamilim shesidru lefeneinu anshe knes hagdolah misadvi ha'tfilah. Then you look, because that's what it says right afterwards. Ashrei ish shelo ish kecheches. The same in the Zechariah, it's right there. Ashrei ish, fortunate and happy is the person shelo ish kecheches. Uven adam yis amitzbach, who doesn't forget you. Uven adam, the human being yis amitzbach, who takes strength in you. Those who seek you in the end will ultimately they'll succeed, they won't fail. The ones who are they're just by seeking you. And they won't be embarrassed and humiliated forever. Says there openly. All those who trust in you. Because you remember everything. So how does it fit? If it's something which is upsetting and depressing, if it's to put a person down, and to criticize him, and to crush him, and to tell him that he's worthless. How do you explain after this? Because you remember everything. But isn't that exactly what you're trying to get away from? Isn't it we're hoping that God has dementia or something? And all of a sudden we say, oh, no. What we're saying is, I'm never going to forget you, I'm never going to forget you, which means I'm never going to be afraid to think about you. You know why I'm not going to be afraid to think about you? Because I know that you never ever stop thinking about me. And I know that you never have ever forgotten how, with all of my avarice, how inside of me I'm not happy being this way. You've never forgotten that for a moment, that I don't want to be this way. And therefore, I don't have to be afraid to think of Hashem. Like people, they run away, they don't want to think about Hashem. They say they don't want to have a shaykhus to Hashem. Because Hashem remembers everything. It's natural, you don't want, if somebody remembers everything. It's hard to people have a nature to remember things that are not so good. Sometimes more than the things that are good. So if you're married to somebody that has total recall, that could be a problem. It could be a problem, you know. Remember everything. Remember everything. You have this. The wife says, 57 years ago, you remember what you said about my mother? 57 years ago, I don't remember your mother. I don't remember what I said 57 years ago. I don't know what you're talking about. 57 years ago, you said that your mother cooks better than my mother. I said that? I don't remember I said that. She remembers. She remembers. That's a bracha. How could you live with somebody that remembers everything? How do you live with somebody who remembers everything? But the Baruch Shalom remembers everything. And we're saying, Baruch Shalom, we don't forget you. You know why we don't forget you? And you know why we always have hope in you? Because you remember everything. And you are searching into the actions of everybody. You're searching to see the good in everybody's actions. Of course Hashem remembers the bad. But Beferish Gemara really in Brachas. The Gemara there is Dayashing in the fifth parak, the Psukim by the Gemara is in the Nechemta. Hatishkach Isha Pribitna. Does a mother forget the baby that she gave birth to? So we say Takash Baruch Hu, we're afraid that Hashem's going to forget the good things that we did, that we left Mitzrayim, and Hashem says, I'm never going to forget. But we're afraid that you're going to remember also the Maisa Egel. So Hashem says, no, what? I never heard of it. I don't know what I said. I forgot the Maisa Egel. But you see that. You could see that with mothers. Not so much with fathers, but you see that with mothers. A mother will forget. It'll be like nothing. The kid could have done the worst thing in the world. The most horrible thing in the world. And the mother remembers the good and doesn't remember the bad. And the mother doesn't remember. She could remember. She doesn't recall. She doesn't bring it into her consciousness. Because that's not who my kid is. It's okay, because most of the wives nowadays have to treat their husbands like children anyway. So there's not such a big nafkim in it. That's the latest thing I'm hearing from the wives is that you think, he says, Rebbe, you think I have four children? I have five. The one with the beard is my oldest. The gamma is noach be'ahava zacharta. V'gam, you know what's in the Sfarim HaKadosh, when these psukim and every word here, V'gam is Noach Be'ahava Zecharta. Hashem as well could have had a lot of bad memories when it came to Noach. Noach was associated with some things that were not good, like the destruction of the world, for instance. There are a lot of bad things that you can associate with Noach. And the Baruch Shalom says, ach, V'gam is Noach Be'ahava Zecharta. Noach. You would think that would bring back the worst memories. Because Noach was Nisadi Tomahi with the Reisav. That's a reference point in Hashem's mind. Gamis Noach Bahava. Zacharta. But if Kedeyu, Bedvai Yeshua, Verachim, you remembered him with love and you brought him a Yeshua. So these are Psukim. Haishman at Sad Tomah. A person's watching this and looking from the side is wondering. What kind of chizik? You see, the tzaddikim are melting with the sweetness of these psukim. All the Sfarim HaKadosh, you melt with these psukim. There's somebody that's listening to this that was raised a different way, and he says, how could you get any chizik from these frightening mitavas? Miyare Seilo. These are frightening psukim. These words are terrifying. Hametilas Ema Vapacha. That they only bring me terror and fear to run away. Hashem is checking into and remembering all the things that are hidden from creation. He doesn't forget anything. There's nothing hidden from before his eyes. Everything is known to him. Everything, this person says the person knows all the bad stuff. There's no end to how much bad stuff we've done. The things that we've done, he even knows the motivations, the things that motivate. Even when we did mitzvahs, he knew that wasn't really a mitzvah. You were thinking of something else. You're trying to look a certain way. Everything. What are you praising? And what is it that's so precious about Nafsh Yisrael? This is there's nothing here that's good. This is all showing things. This is all showing the truth that we should be embarrassed and ashamed about. Mehechon he'arta ha'shalva b'Hashem. Aki tadgishu v'briyas v'yipakedu la'askirim l'chayim. How do you go around saying this pasuk, feeling so great about yourself? These psukim, these words of Zechariah, that Hashem remembers you, l'chaim. Are you kidding? What about the next word? The next word is what? L'amaves. He doesn't just remember to give life. The people that died last year, and the people going to die this year. So it says l'chaim l'amaves. So what is it, a game? You're erasing from your machzor the word l'amaves? The guy that's watching and he's asking these questions, he's saying he's right. He's right, but the tzaddikim, what they're saying, the way they learn these psukim, and the way the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught us to daven Rosh Hashanah, is the emes lamita. Not that the guy's wrong. The Baal Musa over there, he's right. We have to know both truths. We have to know the truth of our mistakes. We have to be honest, and we have to be aware of these things. But we have to know the truth beneath all of that. Inside all of that is what the tzaddikim is saying. Emesu v'gamzu has simcha musuteres achen v'pachet. It's the whole Indian of Rosh Hashanah. That's unusual mixture of simcha, of joy, and also of fear. Kakosa v'gilu b'rada, says in Pasuk. V'gilu, rejoice, b'rada, with trembling. Ulam imzois noita nefesh alakis me'etzem shor shal hovin v'leima sapayit b'darkim shal tzadikim. Like we learned at the beginning of this maimer, the same way that we love being with positive people, and it's a pleasure to be with Jews who are happy and upbeat and positive, same thing, the soul naturally, the nefesh kiss naturally wants to read these psukim in a nice way, in a good way. You can read them both ways. And both ways you'd be right. But the neti of the nefesh kiss is davka to read it, to focus more on the positive. The positive way of looking at things, that's the nature of the nefesh elukis. Liras ki toiv Hashem, to see that the Baruch Shalom is good. Ki roitza Hashem ba'amoy, that Hashem loves Am Yisrael. The karev is yoyisers and nefesh l'bara. This way of thinking, this positive way, brings more Jews closer to Hashem. It brings the soul of the Jew closer to Hashem. Ayde derech ha'tov v'ha'tov. In the way of ha'tov v'ha'tov, haschus v'chaim. We know it says the word hamavis after them. L'chaim v'lamavis. But the tzaddikim don't write v'chul. We know that there's a v'lamavis. But what do I have to handle with the Malach HaMavis if I could become better? What do I have to talk about the Malach HaMavis? Why don't I just make myself better? And the way to make myself better is through the Emes Lamita of who I am, through the Elokus inside of me, not being broken by the bad stuff. So the Tachlis is Aschus V'chaim. It says V'lamavis. Hashem remembers, and there are those like this and those like that. That's true. It's true. But the pnimius is l'chaim v'leilam avos. And even if chalila a person has to leave the world, that also is not chalila Hashem's revenge. It's also a tikkun, and it's also to help, and it's also to bring the person up to a higher place, not chas v'shalom to hurt, to destroy. It's a different way of looking at the world. This is the biggest revolution of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. This nekuda, which we'll continue to talk about next time.